Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This week, we are joined by an old friend of mine, Gara Lloyd Lester, the Coordinator Community and Coalition Initiative for the Suicide Prevention Center of New York. Gara, this is one of our, dare I say, 100th conversations together, and every time it becomes more insightful. So thank you so much for coming back onto the show.
Yeah, always great to reconnect, Preezy. I appreciate the opportunity to amplify some really important messages around wellness, resilience, suicide prevention for your listeners across New York State.
Absolutely. So I think with it being the month of May and, you know, we're kicking off summer here, a lot of people's seasonal depression is starting to waver and lift ever so slightly. There is a group of people that I think is important to talk about when it comes to mental health and awareness for mental health, and that's our military. You know, women and men in our military who died while serving or had near-death experiences and PTSD. I want to kind of get into that because I think it's important to talk about for people that may be struggling right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, there's many different recognition months for any number of different topics throughout the year, all of which are important to be year-long conversations. But since we're in May, it does make sense to really think about the men and women who have worn the uniform and served our country and often go on to have service in other areas once they've retired from the military.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get into that a little deeper. You know, I think it's hard to identify. I've never served in the military. I don't have any like close family or friends that have. But I think it's important to recognize and realize, you know, not just when you yourself are struggling with something, like maybe you were in combat and someone close to you had been killed, or, you know, maybe you're struggling with PTSD. How can one maybe face that on their own and identify it on their own, or have a loved one identify it for them?
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I've been privileged in terms of the opportunity to work, especially within veterans and veteran-serving organizations, is whether you've been deployed or not, whether you've seen combat, that one of the things that can be a challenge when you go from active duty military to becoming a veteran is just that transition, right? From, you know, I wake up every morning, I'm part of my community within the armed forces, I've got a purpose, I've got a mission, right? And I go back to civilian life, there can be some losses and transitions, right, to readjust. And that can be a vulnerable time period. And in many respects, in answer to the question, I think it's similar to any population, right? If you feel that you're starting to notice a change in yourself, mm-hmm. right? Maybe you're starting to isolate. Maybe you're noticing a change in mood that's unexplained. Maybe you're starting to notice a sense of lack of purpose, lack of connectivity. Always we want to encourage people to reach out themselves, right, for help and support, whatever that means. Maybe it's a battle buddy, so to speak.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe it's calling 988 and pressing 1 for veterans. But then for family members, loved ones, et cetera, same idea, right? Don't always wait for someone to reach out, but reach in to somebody in your life that you're worried about.
Yeah.
If you haven't served in the military, you're not going to have that same familiarity with what people went through, mm-hmm. but you can ask, help me understand, help me know how to support you, right? Yeah. What can I do?
Definitely. And I think that it's so important to know and to mention that the people that you love and have gone to overseas or fought for our country are not always the same people that come back after that experience. And I think you need to be very sensitive to that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think with so many things, it's a matter of finding a way to communicate, right? Whether it be, you know, parent and child, siblings, partners, life partners or whatnot. You know, if somebody's been deployed and when they're coming back, if they're still active duty or if they're guards, reserves, they're now a veteran, is, you know, to try to have those lines of communication. If you've never, like you said, if you've never worn the uniform, you've never served in the military, there's just going to be experiences that you're not familiar with. Then I think, you know, the possibility to say, so if you're in need of support, if you're struggling with something, you know, how can I help you? Right.
Yeah.
And I think in many instances, right, people want to protect their family and their loved ones from the experiences that they may have encountered overseas. So sharing openly, it's not the same conversation of how was your day at work, honey? Oh, you know, this happened and that happened. You know, sometimes there's this sense of wanting to protect people from some unpleasant things that they may have seen.
Yeah.
And so how do you navigate those waters in a safe and respectful way and still be able to connect and support the people that you care about?
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's always important to talk about and recognize our military. But there's other lines of work that should be noted when it comes to mental health and taking care of yourself as well. And when I think of that, I think of EMS, I think of firefighters, I think of police officers, first responders. I mean, police officers' job has always been quasi scary and dangerous and putting yourself in the line of, you know, the public safety. But over the past couple of years, it's gotten really intense and a lot crazier than it has been, I feel. So let's talk about those careers, because those people are everyday people that you see, you know, on the streets, in the grocery store. Sometimes when we think of like military or veterans, they're overseas, they're working, they're doing things that are out of our line of sight, but these people are really here. So how can we as community members reach out and check on those people as well?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Great question. I think in many regards, it's the same in that, you know, A, encouraging people to reach out if they feel that they're struggling with something so they don't feel like they have to struggle alone. And as family members, community members, reaching in, making resources available, those professions, those individuals involved in law enforcement and fire services and EMS and in corrections and 911 dispatch, their training is to go towards the danger, right? Is to go into those situations where most of us as civilians are going the other way, mm-hmm. right? And they are exposed to cumulative trauma, right? Many more traumas than civilians face on a regular basis. So I think, one of the things that we can try to do is to provide tools and resources on the organizational level to help disciplines and departments think about, like, structurally, what does it mean to create a culture where it's okay to ask for help, where it's okay to ask for support, because people are being exposed to things that we weren't intended to be exposed to. Just any number of horrific things. And again, not just once or twice, right? But right. Over the course of a career, there's this cumulative impact. And so one of the things above and beyond what civilians can do to show their support is for organizations to think about how can we support our members, right? How can we have a culture that embraces wellness and resilience, that sees reaching out for help as a sign of strength, that people can overcome things that are going on and continue to be those public servants.
Yeah, absolutely. Gara, I think it's important that we have these conversations, especially centered around Memorial Day coming up here in just a few short weeks. I can't believe it's already May, right? And I think our conversations are so insightful for anyone listening to this who may be struggling right now, who maybe isn't in the military, maybe isn't, a first responder. Where can those people go? Because, I mean, there is a place for them at the Suicide Prevention Center of New York.
Yeah, so I think the most constant reminder that, and you've been great in terms of being able to amplify this in our conversations, Breezy, has been reminding people that 24/7, 365 days a year, 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, is something that I would always want to remind people is available. And if you served in the military, and if you want to speak to a trained individual who's also served in the military, when you access 988, you can press 1 and you'll be routed to speak to another veteran, a trained individual. But that is a resource that anyone can access. And I want to emphasize this idea that you don't have to be in a suicidal crisis or concerns over suicide to access it. That anyone, if they're feeling trapped, if they're feeling like they're running out of options, they're struggling with something emotionally and they don't know what to do, and what they're defining is a crisis for them, to use it. The goal is to come up with some sort of resolution and path forward by the end of the time that you're talking with a call center person. So it's a great resource. I think first and foremost, that would be a suggestion that anyone can access.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that there's a lot of shame and a lot of guilt around reaching out for help, asking for help, calling a call center. And I just want to say to everybody listening loud and clear, There is no shame and there is no guilt in asking for help. That is just a form of self-care. That is a form of you taking care of yourself and making sure that you are the best possible person that you can be, you know, and the best version of yourself as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think oftentimes, you know, you think about to yourself, what are the messages that you would tell your loved ones? What would you tell your children? What would you tell your siblings, tell your partner, your parents? If they were struggling, what would you tell them? Right. You would encourage them to reach out. You would encourage them to access supports that are available and not wait until things get really bad. So if it's fair to say that those are the things that we would tell the other people in our lives who are important to us, let's just reflect that back. Let's look in the mirror. Do we offer ourselves the same permission and grace to say, okay, I would want people in my life to do this. Am I allowing myself that same opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. Gara, I want to thank you so much for the conversation. Always insightful, always helpful to people, struggling or not, just have that information in their back pocket to share with a loved one, to share with a friend, to share with a coworker, to share with a stranger. So one more time before we let you go, please plug wherever people can seek help.
All right. So every county in New York State has a variety of different services and resources. Most communities, you can access 211. You can either Google it or dial it, and you can get general information and referral supports on a wide variety of topics. With 211, 988 for any type of crisis, non-criminal related, right? So 988 for suicide crisis or emergencies. And the last thing I just want to reference, since we are talking about this in relation to Memorial Day, is just an extreme gratitude for the men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice to our country, and for their family members and loved ones who are left behind. Just the greatest appreciation and gratitude for those who made that ultimate sacrifice.
Absolutely. From everyone here at Odyssey, from everyone here at PXY, and for Gara and his team over at the Suicide Prevention Center of New York, we thank you for your service, and we are always here for you. Thanks, Gara.
Thanks, Breezy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.